This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal's population reaches 29.1 million as per preliminary results of National Census 2021. Fire Party ruling coalition wins 18 seats, while opposition CPN-UML secures a seat in National Assembly elections. Government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says local level elections will be held within time frame determined by constitution. And US President Biden warns of imposing personal sanctions on Russian President Putin if Russia invades Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The Fire Party ruling coalition has won 18 seats in the National Assembly elections held today. As per the latest update, the Fire Party alliance among ruling Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party and Rashtriya Janamorcha Party own the 18 seats in the elections held for 19 vacant seats in the National Assembly. Meantime, the main opposition CPN-UML managed to secure a seat in Province 1. Government spokesperson and Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said the local level elections will be held within the time frame determined by the Constitution. Unveiling the latest cabinet decisions today, Minister Karki said the government was committed to holding timely elections of the federal, provincial and local levels as per the constitutional provision. He further said the government would forward the election process, amending the laws that contravene election provisions. Communication Minister Karki also informed that the cabinet meeting approved the government of Japan's grant assistance worth over 2.6 billion rupees for the improvement of water supply in Biratnagar metropolitan city. The minister shared that the meeting also decided to permit agriculture and forestry university to use public land on lease. The cabinet also gave permission to Nepal Electricity Authority to procure land for expansion of transmission lines and construction of substations. Nepal's population has reached 29,192,480 as per the preliminary results of the National Census 2021. A report unveiled today by the Central Bureau of Statistics shows that the public population is less by around 800,000 than the projected population of 30 million. It is stated that this data could see a slight change in the final results. The population of Nepal, as per the 2011 National Census was 26,940,504. As per the latest census, male population constitutes 48.5% and the female population constitutes 51.5%. Likewise, Nepal's population has increased by 10.18% in 10 years. The average annual population growth rate in the last decade stands at 0.93% and it was 1.35% in the previous census. Madhya province has the largest population while Karnali province has the least. The annual population growth rate is highest in Lumbini province and the lowest in Gondagi province. Lumbini province has 1.25% per annum population growth rate, while it is 0.3% per annum in Gondagi province. The Madhya province has the second highest population growth rate. Meantime, Central Bureau of Statistics Director General Nabin Lal Swester said they also conducted the population census of Lipulik, Kalapani and Limpiadhura, which are the territories included in the revised administrative map of Nepal. A total of 8,454 new COVID cases have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 20,359 samples. As per the Ministry's latest information, the test positivity rate has reached 41.1% in Nepal. Likewise, 4,433 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the health minister reported 5 corona-related deaths today, taking the total corona-related death toll to 11,672 in the country. The number of active infection cases has now surged to 90,000 in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case of 1.26 billion rupees against 18 persons, including the Department of Mines and Geology's Director General Ram Prasad Khimire. The CIAA filed the corruption case in the special court today against the division's accused employees and 9 cement companies. As per the investigation, 3-member committee under the division's Director General Khimire allowed 9 cement companies to exploit several mines and excused the companies from paying more than 1.26 billion rupees compensation amount to the government. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has launched a project to make cross-border securities transactions in Asia and the Pacific more efficient and secure through the use of blockchain technology. Issuing a statement today, the ADB said it will seek to develop ways to directly connect central banks and securities depositories in the ASEAN plus 3 region within a blockchain network working with leading blockchain companies. The region consists of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations plus Japan, China and South Korea. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Joe Biden says he would consider personal sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin if Russia invades Ukraine. Mr. Biden said there would be enormous consequences for the world if Russia made a move on the nation. However, Russia has accused the U.S. and others of escalating tensions over the issue and denies planning to enter Ukraine. Russia has said it sees the Western military alliance NATO as a security threat and is demanding legal guarantees that it will not add new members further east, including neighboring Ukraine. U.S. Coast Guard officials are searching for 39 people who are feared missing after their ship capsized on Saturday night off the Florida coast. Officials were alerted on Tuesday morning after fishermen spotted a man cleansing to the hull of a boat 45 miles from the city of Fort Pierce. The survivor said the group had embarked from Bimini, Bahamas on Saturday night and hit foul weather. U.S. officials say the boat may have been part of a human smuggling venture. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal's population reaches 29.1 million as per preliminary results of National Census 2021. Five party ruling coalition wins 18 seats, while opposition CPN UML secures a seat in National Assembly election. Government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says local level elections will be held within time frame determined by constitution. And U.S. President Biden warns of imposing personal sanctions on Russian President Putin if Russia invades Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.